Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, everybody. So glad you have your dial tuned here to Tech Vibe Radio on a Friday night. You made a wise choice.
Huge choice.
Huge choice.
Huge wide choice.
Yeah, this is an opportunity to learn about the companies, the people. It's not really the companies. It's the people behind the companies.
It is always about the people, isn't it?
It is. That's why we like doing the show, because you see these big company names, acronyms, and all this crazy tech stuff. But at the end of the day, it's the men and women behind these companies that are making them happen. And they all got great stories to tell.
They have great stories to tell. Anyone who's building a company.
My hat's
has,
off to you.
Yeah. Great stories
Without
to tell.
Without a doubt. No, I think it's great.
So, we got some stuff coming up in this month of April.
Yeah, how did it become April already? Like, oh my.
Right. So, we have our CIO Awards, which is the Chief Innovation Officer Awards, which also now includes people who lead security.
CISOs.
Right. Sometimes they're director of security or they're chief information security officers.
It's like an alphabet soup of
But the cool titles. Thing is this is a night where we really celebrate those people who are really leading both the back end and the front end of many of the businesses that they rest in.
Exactly. Right.
And the back end means that they're keeping the lights on, that they're making sure everyone's got the tools they need to do their job.
Your email works.
And any tool, right?
Right?
Any kind of tool, both hardware and software. And the demands are just nothing like they were a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be, should you bring your device to work? It's like, yeah. We don't even have, we don't even call it bring your own device to work anymore.
So
everyone comes with their devices and we figure out ways to accommodate them and make sure that they're secure. So you've got these roles that these chief information officers have of nonprofits. They're running nonprofits, big companies, mid-sized companies. And it's a very interesting cast of work that they're all attending to. Many of these people, when they took their jobs and you look at their career journey, they never really matriculated academically.
Good point. Very good point.
You know, sometimes they were math majors, sometimes they were a little bit of comp sci, but mostly they were people who had a little bit of blend of business and information technology. So it's a great night to just celebrate a whole crowd. So you have a list of who these people are?
April 19th, we're going to announce the winners. And I'm very excited about it because I tell you what, it is the night to be there. Yes, we have got, if you go to pghtech.org, on our site, there's a big old banner there. Click on it. It's for CIO of the Year. You can get a listing of all of the finalists. And we're going to announce the winners out of that. And you got to be there. And I tell you what, there's still some tickets left. We sell it out every year. There is about 700 people that show up. So it is a huge event. And it's a great night to network and just get to meet these men and women that are driving these companies. And what I noticed this year, Audrey, we've got quite a few women finalists this year, which I'm very excited about.
Well, no surprise.
No surprise. But I like seeing, there were years where we had no women finalists back in the early days, like 10 years ago.
We are seeing some shifts.
Yeah,
we're not seeing shifts fast enough, but we are seeing shifts. And
absolutely.
I'm very excited by that.
Yeah. So April 19th, go to pghtech.org and you can learn more about it. So tonight's show, Audrey, we've got some great guests. We have a little homecoming on today's show.
Really?
Our own Justin Driscoll, who left us a few months ago to go to the new tech elevator.
So excited for him.
I was never so happy and sad to see someone leave the Pittsburgh Technology Council. When Justin Driscoll announced he was going to go run the Pittsburgh, campus facilities of Tech Elevator, which is just spinning up now this spring. to provide tech skills to folks and help place them into jobs to use those newfound tech skills. I think it's a great story.
It is. So essentially, he's focusing in on trying to make sure that even someone like you,
right,
can go immerse yourself for 14 weeks.
14 weeks.
And perhaps finally get yourself a real job.
That's what I'm hoping for. I might be part of the first cohort. I'd make it 2 weeks and I'd go bonkers.
Honestly, could I see you sitting there trying? Well, you actually have good deductive logic.
I do have deductive logic. I was a fiend at programming in BASIC when I was in the seventh grade. I mean, I had my own little company. We talked about this before. I called it Data Voice. I didn't want to actually sell. I wanted to rent my software to people. It was games I was making, and I wanted to rent them to people.
But you had the idea.
I had the idea, and it was 1985. That's all I can say. And then you know what happened?
What?
I got a skateboard. And
it all went wrong.
It all went wrong, man. I mean, I was shredding on my board, but at the end of the day, like, that didn't do me very well. Instead, I get to host this radio show, which I think is way more fun than any kind of programming.
That is so funny. Isn't it so funny how different moments in your life all of a sudden cause a right or a left turn?
Totally.
But you actually have good skills. You have great attention to detail. You have great acuity at trying to figure out how to solve problems. Yeah. Those are really important skills.
No, I got the mindset for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I just sometimes it's just like I don't have the. I get a little ADD. I want to do a bunch of things at once.
I know you can't. Sometimes that's really tough, right?
But I was on the road towards that, and I just lost interest in it
because
We never would have met. So I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
Wow.
Because we get to do this show every Friday to the folks that did make the left turn at the right turn where I made the other turn and. Got on my Santa Cruz skateboard and skated into history. Anyhow, I'm just saying, so I'm excited to have Justin talk about the whole tech elevator and how it's bringing skills to people. Because, hey, people need skills and companies need people. So it's a good mix going on there. We also have on the air with us tonight, Chris Cochran from Blue Chip. He hasn't been on the show in about 4 or 5 years.
I know. Where's he been?
He's moving in group. We're going to find out. That's what I'm excited about.
The word
about.
Is that he's got like different offices that are outside of the state.
I know. He's moving and grooving.
That's exciting.
And in another month from now, the ISEF, the International Science and Engineering Fair, is coming to Pittsburgh.
International. Mind you. International. I guess this is our third cycle. So, meaning that it will be the last time it comes here under contract. Hopefully,
we got to win it back.
I think they bring like 4,000 or 5,000 people here from all over the world that are the best and brightest of the science fair.
I tell you what, I remember going to the first one. This was how many years ago? And I got to observe.
Yeah, I've been. It's really.
I left feeling like I'm a complete idiot because I don't know anything. I mean, these are the smartest kids. I mean, these are high school kids working on projects you would think, you know, a research, you know, person would be working on someone who's got years and years of experience, like in the real world, not just at home and in high school. So super smart kids working on crazy projects. And to me, it's just like, wow. Like, you know what? We've got some talent in this country, in the world. People are thinking about things that people weren't thinking about 15, 20 years ago. Just the level of sophistication blows my mind. And I'm excited to have it here in Pittsburgh. I think it's fantastic. And rumor has it, if I wanted to be, I could maybe be a judge.
I think you should be. Even just one night.
Just one. It would have to be in one of the more squishier categories.
Squishier?
Something. It can't be like heavy-duty engineering. It's got to be something like on the softer side of things, just because.
Okay, but I think you'd be great.
And rumor has it, they'll feed you and it's free parking at the convention center to make this happen. But anyhow, we had them stopping by to talk about that today. Chuck Boykich is stopping by, and he's going to let us know about all the details. And I encourage everyone to really learn more about this, because this is a great way to engage, help students, also make some connections as far as it is. So, I don't know, fun stuff in front of us. Just think about the fact, Audrey, 35 years the Tech Council's been doing what it's doing. 35 years. I'm going to say that every show, 35 years. We need to get like matching tattoos with 35 on it. Or you get a 3 and I get a 5, or you get a 5 and I get a 3.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we just put the things together and it says 35. Stay
35
alive.
Years.
Exactly. Anyhow, learn more about us at pghtech.org. We love helping tech companies succeed. As I said, doing it since 1983. 35 years. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is Jonathan Kirshning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Welcome back, everybody. I am so glad you are joining us tonight for Tech Vibe Radio. Audrey, it's a great night, is it not?
It is a great night.
Because we got a great guest with us working on really important stuff. You know how important it is to get the kids interested in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, all the stuff that we can't give enough to these kids. And we got a guy here with us that's really making this happen in a huge way, putting a big spotlight on it. So who do we have with us tonight?
Hello, Chuck. How are you?
I'm good, Audrey. How are you?
It is so great to have you here. Yep. We have Chuck Vukovich. Vukovich. Am I saying it the right way?
Vukovich. Close.
Vukovich.
Okay. Nobody ever gets it right. But everybody always remembers it.
But I always remember it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we are thrilled to have you here, and this annual event is pretty important. It gets more important year after year. So that's the cool thing. It doesn't really die down.
The Science and Engineering Fair, the Intel.
International. Science and Engineering Fair.
Right.
With Intel.
And you've, you bring a lot of passion to this and a lot of perspective. And why is that? How did you get started?
Oh, geez. I have been involved with Science Fair since 1992.
Great.
Working, with the Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. And then around 2004, I got involved with the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. I went to judge. We went to Indianapolis, and I went to Cleveland. But things really took off in 2010 because Pittsburgh was in a group of 20 cities who made a bid to take on the science fair every 3 years in a 3-year rotation.
I forgot and about so, that. Right.
Yeah. So we won along with Phoenix and Los Angeles. And so it's been rotating for the last 9 years, 2011, next year will be the end of 2019. And we're here in May in Pittsburgh, and we're trying to do a really exciting job here with the competition here in Pittsburgh.
So give people a little bit about that pitch and what you're looking for.
We need the stats. When's the event and how can people pitch?
Well, the event is May 13th to 18th. It's more than just the competition. There's a public day on the 17th, which everyone should know about. You can come to the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, meet the kids, see the projects, have science demonstrations. We'll have 4,000 school kids who are coming in specifically for this. But the part I'm really involved with and excited about is the judging, the competition. We have over 1,700 students coming from 82 regions, countries, and territories. You name it, they're coming from it. And these are the best and brightest kids in the world. These are kids who have won at their regional fairs or their state fairs or their country fairs.
I tell you what, Chuck, I've been to these and I leave these things feeling really hopeful because I see how smart these kids are. I mean, they are working on things that are beyond college, I thought.
Yes.
And they're like, no, I'm like a junior. And they're doing like gene experimentation and things like that. I'm just like, it just blows my mind. It makes me realize our country's got some smart kids.
Well, it does, and we have kids who have in the past taken their science fair projects, their high school science fair projects, turned them into businesses and million-dollar fortunes.
That's amazing.
We have a kid from Pittsburgh who did just that.
Are you serious?
He has his own company now. He's working on, I don't know which million it is, but he's working on several of those millions.
That's what I'm talking about. So we want to get our listeners and our tech companies engaged with us. We need judges. We need people to stop out and look at these great experiments and projects that these students have going on. How can they get involved? What are the responsibilities?
Well, first of all, I just want to mention, I'm trying to recruit 1,000 judges.
Wow.
Locally.
Well, from around the world.
Okay.
We have people coming from Saudi Arabia and Russia.
So they'll be judges.
I've got a guy coming from Hanoi to come and judge in Pittsburgh. It's amazing. So I'm trying to recruit 1,000 judges. And, right now we have a bunch. I have a bunch of judges. And it's because we have this great network in Pittsburgh. The Tech Council supports this. And our corporations, everything from, the little two-guy entrepreneurship developing to PPG. And,
Everybody in between.
University of Pittsburgh, everybody in between, Carnegie Mellon. Everybody is supporting this and recruiting judges from staff and faculty and the people that work there. I have some presidents of companies coming.
That's what I love.
But Tech Council promotes this with their members
we do this.
But it's really a great web, and it's a great thing at Pittsburgh because the other cities, they don't have quite the same network. They don't have the same family feeling. So we're all one big happy
family. We are one family.
That's exactly
we
right.
We are one family.
I like hearing that.
So I need judges in, we have 22 categories which cover the entirety of science and technology, engineering, social science, medicine, you name it. If it's a science and technology thing, we've got it.
You got it. There's a category for everybody.
There's
out
a category
there
for everybody.
Have their expertise be,
and
be
and you don't have to be a PhD or an MD or anything to be a judge.
So even a guy like me could come and say, that's pretty cool.
You need 6 years professional experience.
Okay.
And we're also taking senior level graduate students.
Ah, okay. So,
and the commitment is Tuesday, May 15th from 5 to 8, you come and have dinner. You go and see the...
You're getting fed. Why not show up?
Oh, God. Come on. Feed everybody really well. We have free parking at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. And then you come the next day, all day on Wednesday. You get fed, and you...
Sign me up. I feel like being fed.
It's all about food. So could Jonathan be a judge?
He could be.
He's looking at me very suspect.
He's a little suspect.
I get to approve the judges. So he's in if he wants to be in. But... I think the easy way, so we're looking for your listeners to come and volunteer to judge. And I think, the easiest way to do this is to go into your browser.
Yes.
You can do it on your smartphone.
Yes,
of course. Or on tablet, your computer, whatever.
Give us the URL.
Just put it in your browser.
Okay.
ISEF, judge. ISEF space JUDGE. The first thing will come up is the link to the judging site, and you hit the link, and
so
you're there, and
simple.
The rest just follow instructions.
Just follow the instructions, fill out the forms.
Yeah. I guess if you can't follow instructions, you shouldn't be a
judge.
I do have some people who have advanced degrees who can't follow
Believe
the
me.
Instructions sometimes because I get these questions. Chuck, I can't get on the system. But that's the easiest way to do it, instead of trying to find the URL.
ISEF judge.
I
encourage listeners to do that because it's a great way to get out, really be amongst the smartest kids in the world. Yes.
And to track them.
And to track them.
It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
It could be a good...
And you're meeting colleagues from around the world.
Okay.
I know. That's great. And so what kind of people who are listening to this, why might they be interested?
Well, okay. One, you're promoting STEM education. And these may be, if you're college or whatever... These may be your future students, your future employees.
Your future boss.
People here, here in Pittsburgh get it.
Right.
That this is all about training the next level workforce and the pipeline and bringing that in there. And so that's why you get, again, you'll meet people from around the world who are in your field.
Yeah.
It might be the first time you get to meet somebody from Palestine or Saudi Arabia or from South Africa or South America who, you don't know, but you come up with people from all over the place.
And I make it easy.
Folks from all over the world.
Free parking, free food, great way to meet people.
And maybe the biggest reason is this is the end of the contract. Intel is dropping as the name sponsor.
Okay.
And so there's going to be a new contract, and we're going to be
competing. We got to show them the Pittsburgh Cubs.
I do not know who the next sponsor is going to be, but I know they're going to be there, and they're going to be watching.
All right.
So they're going to look for those 1,000 people on the ground.
Chuck, thanks for stopping by, because ISEF judge, go to search that. The page is going to come up, apply, be a judge, hang out, get some food, get some free parking, make some connections, help some kids.
Amen.
I love it. Thank you so much. We're taking a quick break.
Thank you so much.
We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio, I swear, every single Friday night. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Our CIO of the Year Awards are right around the corner on April the 19th. Be there. Be square. I'm there. I'm no square. Welcome back, everybody. I am so glad you're able to hang out with us tonight on a Friday night when we bring you the best of what's happening in Pittsburgh's tech sector. We like talking to tech companies, people that are training folks for technology. It's a whole ecosystem that makes Pittsburgh work. And I tell you what, Pittsburgh is working these days. It's actually blowing my mind when I think about all the activity happening in Pittsburgh's technology sector and all the different elements that kind of come together to make it happen. And tonight we have a very unique angle. It's all about education. Everyone talks about all the tech jobs that are out there and all the employers that are in Pittsburgh. And I hear all the employers that are looking for qualified workers, and there's like this gap, there's a mismatch going on there. And so you got to have the right skills. These are very highly specialized skills, and not just skills, but mindsets and lifelong learning kind of aptitude that you need to have in order to participate in this economy, which we want everybody to participate in. One of our big things at the Tech Council is making sure that as all these tech companies grow and succeed, they can take the whole region with them. And we've got Tech Elevator. They're going to the top floor of Pittsburgh's tech sector. I couldn't help it. I got someone here who's near and dear to my heart and the Tech Council's heart, Justin Driscoll, who used to be on the PTC team leading up our People and Cultures Initiative. I tell you what, man, he made a big move and jumped on the Tech Elevator. He's leading up the Pittsburgh campus.
That's right.
So, Justin.
Hey, Jonathan. Good to see you.
Good to see
you
again.
I'm still on the same side of the microphone.
Same side of the microphone.
But I'm not a Tech Council employee.
Exactly.
I'm a Tech Elevator employee.
Exactly. So we can still talk about electric cars
if we want to.
We'll
talk about Tesla later.
We can do that later.
Okay.
And you brought somebody with you, Justin.
I did.
I think it might be your boss.
He is.
Yeah. Who
he
do
is.
You have with us today?
This is Anthony Hughes. He's our CEO of Tech Elevator.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan.
And welcome to the show. We are really pumped that Tech Elevator is in Pittsburgh, first off. We knew they were coming. You joined the council. We didn't know you were going to take our top guy, but that's okay. You're
sorry
allowed.
About that.
No, we knew that with you putting Justin at the helm of this thing, that like you just increased your chance to succeed significantly.
Yes.
Just saying that. So
you know, the feeling is it's very mutual about Pittsburgh. We've been we're just incredibly excited to be here. This is a city, an economy that I've admired personally for at least a decade, living in Cleveland, so not too far away.
Exactly. We won't hold that against you either.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
well, there are no Browns victories.
No, apparently there weren't any last year, were there?
Yeah. Right.
Even the parade kind of went flop, right?
But no, we're just incredibly excited to be here and very lucky that you know our vision and the mission of the company aligns with what Justin
so
wants to do next.
I've been dying to ask this question for the past 5 minutes. What's your elevator pitch for Tech Elevator? I couldn't resist.
So the elevator pitch for Tech Elevator is that we are a vocational training program focused on connecting bright, ambitious, driven individuals from Midwestern communities with technology companies and career opportunities in technology. And we do that through an intensive short form 14-week training program.
Get the skills to get the jobs that are out there, right?
Absolutely.
So what other cities are you in besides Pittsburgh?
So our focus is on the Midwest. So we founded the company in 2015 in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. We expanded into Columbus and also into Cincinnati. And so Pittsburgh is our fourth location.
We're like the crown jewel then, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And you got Justin here leading it up. So, so Justin, tell us about the Pittsburgh operations. Where are you guys located? When do you guys start spinning things? I know it's right around the corner.
It is.
I hear the bell ringing. Schools in session.
We are working hard every day to pull this off. So our first cohort launches May 29th. We'll be on the north side in a building called the House of Metal.
The House of Metal.
So it's on Pennsylvania Avenue, 901 Pennsylvania. We'll have about 4,500 square feet, two classrooms, great common area, kitchen space, because our students are really, they're everything to us. So we want to create a great environment for them to come in, not only learn the skills that they need, but also have a great environment to live in, because they're going to be there 40, 50, 60 hours a week.
I was going to say,
they're all in 60. Those 14 weeks.
Are you getting special cots for them so they can just sleep?
We could probably arrange for a cot. Hopefully not. But,
I'm too tired
But
to
we
go.
Do have lots of coffee. Lots of coffee.
Well, what kind of coffee?
Well, we're working on that.
Okay. So if you need suggestions later, I can say there's some particular roasts and local roasters that might be of significance.
So after we talk about Tesla, we'll talk about
coffee. We'll do that. Coffee and cars. I feel like I'm back at the council with you again, Justin. Just saying, getting a little misty-eyed.
Seinfeld episode.
A little Seinfeld, that's right.
Exactly. So Tech Elevator, what is your website? Where can people go and learn more about you guys?
So the website is techelevator.com.
That's easy enough. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
And on that website, we've got all the information about the program, the kinds of career opportunities that our students are seeing, some stories that you can see, just different kinds of backgrounds of the kinds of students that come through our
program. And from there, if you're looking to sign up, all that information is on there as well. If you want to join that first cohort that's taken off in May. So let's tell our listeners a little bit, like, I'm interested. What is it? What is the first cohort going to do? Maybe just walk us through what the curriculum is going to be. You know, how bleary-eyed they're going to become because they're getting all this stuff crammed into their heads and give us a little example.
Sure. So the cohort itself is 14 weeks. And through the 14 weeks, we take them through the full stack. We'll be focusing initially on Java. We'll be adding a .NET track in the fall.
How about Cold Fusion? Lots of Cold Fusion going, right?
We're past that one.
Jeez. Yeah, there are others who are coveting the Cold Fusion market. And so what we do is we take them through the full stack. We start with language fundamentals. We move into databases.
Right.
We move into server side, then client side, and then we focus on a security module.
Wow.
All the way, very much focusing on practical application of the program.
It's all
going to
be practical, how you bring that right into a job.
Yeah. Modern development methodologies, agile principles, test-driven development, things that are going to set our students up on graduation to be of value to employers from day one.
Gotcha. So is there like a project at the end of the class? Do you work on something that kind of shows you've taken all these skills and combined them, and then you can show a potential new employer with their new... So do you earn a certificate, a degree?
It's a certificate of completion that comes from Tech Elevator, but it's very much focused on...
Will Justin be signing this?
Justin will be signing this.
Yes, for all the Pittsburgh students.
Exactly right. Signature. Do you have a special pen?
Like when I need to buy a special pen.
You need like a quill pen. You dip it in the ink.
I love that idea.
Give it to the old Justin Driscoll on the line, just saying. Okay, so you have
it. It's very much focused on practical applications. Right. The initial 12 weeks are very much about teaching the skills, introducing them to the new concepts, reinforcing those concepts with what we call mini capstones along the way.
Okay.
And the final 2 weeks is a team-based capstone project. Project, very much designed to simulate what it would be like
a work environment. So you're on a team, so you get that feeling.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that becomes part of the portfolio, but the portfolio is being developed along the way with the exercises that the students are doing, as well as their own sort of passion projects and personal projects that they're building along the way.
Very cool. So reminding our listeners, we're talking to Tech Elevator at techelevator.com. Just opening up in Pittsburgh. Cohort starting in May. So sign up. How many people can you take per class? I'm assuming it's a pretty tight group, like 20, 30 people at most for a cohort?
So actually, we'll be starting with just 14 students in the initial class. And
excellent.
We're doing that deliberately.
Right, just to keep it tight, kind of get it piloted out, tweak it as you go.
Yeah, but that's a great opportunity for the first group of students.
Right.
There'll be two instructors, so a very low ratio.
Wow, so you got one instructor per seven students.
And
that's right.
A full team. So we actually also, and it's important to mention, so we believe in polishing both sides of the coin in the sense that a quality junior developer is not only going to have the technical skills to be relevant for the job from day one, but also the soft skills that are really important. And so if we're training them on the technical skills, we also train them on how to secure that first role in technology.
Very cool.
So
that's so important. I mean, you can have all these skills, but if you don't have the other skills to really learn how to get yourself plugged in,
that's right.
It's not going to work out.
So we have a career development program that runs in parallel with the technical training. It's
very
called the Pathway Program.
Okay.
And it works them through resume workshops, LinkedIn workshops. We teach them interview skills.
Gotcha.
And we ultimately introduce them to employers to pair them up with opportunities.
Very cool. So these employers, so you're working with companies that are out there. They know that you're training them in a very specific way that's going to meet their needs, I would have to assume, correct?
Yes.
Cool. Can you tell us who some of these employers are? Or is that something that's super secret?
Justin, maybe you're the guy with the big network.
Even before we launched in Pittsburgh, PNC was actually coming to Cleveland to hire people. We've been talking FedEx locally, and really most of the major or the mid-size companies.
Right, they have big stables of these junior level developers. They need to get in
because at the end of the 14 weeks, they've had the technical side, they've had the pathway career development work over those 14 weeks, and they're really ready for that junior software development role.
That's
and
exciting.
So any of those companies that are hiring junior software developers are going to be really in the sweet spot for our hiring network.
I love it.
And I think what helps a lot is because we've had the track record of executing in the other Midwestern cities.
Right.
We have hiring partners like Progressive Insurance, who hired 12 people from us in the last 16 months.
Fantastic.
We have Huntington Bank, Cardinal Health, Kroger, on and on. And so, JP Morgan Chase made 40 offers in the last
I think that's
year.
What's so important is if I'm going to go and invest in some training, I want to know at the end of that tunnel that you have people that are going to want my skills.
That's
just to make that closer connection. It's one thing to get something like, hey, you're on your own. See you later.
Yep.
Glad you know Java.
Yeah, we
tell us how it works out.
Exactly. Work really, really, really closely with the students to not only make sure they graduate. We have a 91% graduation rate.
Okay.
and an 89%
placement rate.
Placement rate.
Those are some very impressive numbers.
6 months.
Within six months.
That's what I'm talking about. So the first cohort starting in May, as you get this thing rolling up, what are your goals for Pittsburgh? We've got about a minute left. So you want to have like multiple cohorts rolling at the same time? How is this going
to
work?
Yeah, ideally we would be graduating close to 100 or more students per year in Java and .NET.
That's so what we need. We need that kind of talent being pumped into the marketplace.
I've been hearing it for so many years, the lack of supply and software developers. And now there's a tool in town, a platform in town.
You were awake at night because of this, Justin.
That's right.
I remember all of our members like saying, Justin, we need more people.
Now there's a solution for the problem.
That's why he's the right man for the job.
So, yeah, I mean, we're really excited to contribute. Obviously, there's some great higher education institutions in town. We're additive to that. So, you know, the ability to add 100 new junior developers.
We need to have different systems and ways to get people this pipeline, because there's all different types of needs and abilities out there. And this is, I think, something that's sorely lacking in the Pittsburgh market. TechElevator.com. Guys, you're the best. I'm glad you're here. And thanks for stopping by the show and telling us your story.
Thanks
very much for having
Fantastic
us.
Stuff. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We are coming right back with more Tech Vibe Radio. I swear I would never tell you any different. Learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Welcome back. Yeah, man. More Tech Vibe Radio. We promised we were coming back, and we did. And here we are. And we got actually... It's been a while.
I know. Haven't seen him in a while.
On the show.
Some years.
Where have you been? How many?
I think it's been at least four or five.
No.
I think so.
At least, exactly.
5 years.
Exactly.
Wow, a whole lifetime.
But it feels like yesterday.
It feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So our listeners know we have Chris Cochran here from Blue Chip. And Audrey just renamed her company for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to have to change all the logos.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he's going to send me the bill for changing all the logos and for the lost business.
I've heard it's a really good name.
Yes, it is.
We like inside jokes here on Tech Vibe Radio.
Yeah, I can tell.
To make our listeners feel all the more alienated from what we're talking about, because that's what we love doing. Blue Chip, great, cool company. You've been on the show before, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
So let's do a little reset here. Chris, give us the quick pitch for Blue Chip.
Yeah, so Blue Chip's been around since 2008.
Yeah,
and it's now actually part of a different company. I was acquired partnership with a company called ITPS, which is Information Technology Procurement Solutions.
It's a good acronym for it. I'd rather say the acronym than to say that whole name.
So we're actually, Blue Chip. I'm the president of Blue Chip, and so we're a national staffing firm. That's the captain. And so we have about four offices across the country. Our headquarters is here in Pittsburgh, actually in Wexford. And as a national staffing firm, what's cool is because we're part of ITPS, they have different divisions. And one of the divisions, we have a commercial division, which really focuses on being a reseller as a partner for Microsoft, Oracle.
Right.
We also have another group, which is called Elevate, which really focuses on the K-12 group. And so we work with
education, absolutely.
Yeah, working with the school districts, Mars School Districts, Pine Ridgeland up north. And so lots of school districts where there's a real need, because what we've found is a lot of times in the IT department, when teachers go home, students go home, guess who also goes home? IT departments.
Exactly.
And so we felt like we could fill that void on a 24/7 opportunity there with the students. They go home, need a pass code reset or
I never thought about that. So yeah. I guess with all the technology in the classroom and the kids taking the tech home,
They need support. So what are the kinds of skill sets that you're really seeing in demand right now?
Yeah. Well, so at Blue Chip, again, across the board, I mean, we always say it's sort of like from help desk all the way up to ERP. But when you look at what the niches are, like in Pittsburgh, you focus on Pittsburgh, you see a lot of the .NET.
You didn't say it right. You got to say .NET.
.NET, it's my Jersey accent.
Right.
And so, you just see it across the board. But we're a Microsoft partner, Blue Chip is. So, we work a ton in the university setting. So we work with the biggest universities right now in the country, one of the biggest here in Pennsylvania, where we're doing a huge Office 365 migration for the entire, all the campuses across the Pennsylvania.
See, that's crazy right there. I mean, that is, talk about a serious project.
Yeah.
Holy heck, man.
So to have a school like Penn State come to you and say, this is, we put that value into you as a company.
They're putting their life in your hands.
I know.
I'm just saying, man. Just saying. That's.
Well, when I think of the skill set, and you said there, you know, you went across the whole sort of array of skills, and you talk about more of that dynamic kind of skill set in terms of .NET and probably Java. What would you tell people today who are going into college and thinking about work?
Ooh, I like that question.
Just because of your upfront view about what the demand is.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, again, when we talk to folks who, you know, when they're coming right out of school or those who have been in the marketplace for some time, is, you know, pick a niche skill, pick those skills. I mean, if you're going to be in IT, you know, focus, if it's going to be in .NET, hey, go all in .NET. If you're gonna get into, say, SharePoint, be a SharePoint developer. Particular skills are very much in need in the marketplace. Niche skills like a .NET or SharePoint or Azure.
Is there a danger, like in 3 years, that .NET might fall out of favor? I think of like folks who were Cold Fusion developers back in like the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like, they knew Cold Fusion, their career was set, and then it's like everyone went to .NET from Cold Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't they migrated into the new skill set?
I hope.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what you find is because we're an organization that provides contract labor, right? Contractors, by their very essence, are always looking for the newest technology.
Okay. So they are lifelong learners.
So they're
hopefully.
Learners.
They're learners, right? So, you know, they may be working on .NET and, or, you know, in this case, now HTML5 or it was HTML4. They're gradually getting better in new technologies. Right. And so they jump on the newest wave.
What about the old school technology? I hear like lots of banks are on old Fortran and COBOL type stuff because like they can't afford
to be on the mainframe.
They're on the mainframe, but there's a need for that talent.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any folks that go in like retro and they're being like, I'm doing this old school. It's 1985 around here.
None of my customers have. You know,
it could be a new niche called old school blue chip.
Sometimes you see in some government sectors and things like that, but not as prevalent from where I'm at. But it does come about once in a while where you get these needs for the COBOL and
who's your Fortran guy?
So, you know, in those cases, that is a niche skill for some people. They can, you know, they've been doing it their whole life. So
give me advice if I was going into college to go and just do deep dives in code camps and code schools?
Yeah. Short answer is yes. I mean, you know, college, it's a broad spectrum, right? They take on going into a computer science degree. But ultimately, what they should do, my recommendation is obviously narrow your focus down as to the type of things that you want to go after and look at. And again, there's a plethora of, you know, ways to learn this. That's through the Tech Council, learning about new skill sets, going to meetings, learning what are the new technologies, and hone your focus in on those things, because what's going to happen is, you know, clients come to us all the time. It's like, I need this because we're behind in this. Right. And it becomes a real buyer's market, you know?
So what about you? How do you keep current? Do you have any technical skills?
No, I have none, actually. I'm a businessman.
You can't build a website for us?
Actually, that I probably could do.
See?
But that I could do.
You just volunteered yourself.
Guess
you're hired.
What?
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in.
Blue chip. I'm doing it.
You have a new unit, web services.
We'll make it look beautiful. Yeah, well, that's something we can do.
Okay.
And I could actually do part of it.
See?
I could do part of it.
Part of it.
You can put the counter on the bottom of the
site.
So what
do you see any trends going forward? What do you imagine, like, for over the next couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, for us, again, every organization.
No, but you have a view, and that's important.
Well, I think the Microsoft technology area has been I've seen a huge jump
in
that.
Really?
That area. Yeah. I mean, going obviously cloud first, going into the cloud is you know, you hear these terms, go to the cloud and in the cloud, and it's I'm seeing more and more clients in that space. You know, from the Microsoft side, quite frequently, and all the way into the federal government space. We're doing that as well. And so it just seems to be, you know, you asked me at any point in time during the course of a year, or last year, it was maybe a little bit different. But right now, that's where I see things kind of flowing.
And so in terms of the other markets that you're in, how do you think we're doing in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I love this market. You know, that's why I've honed my company here and the things that we do. Now, I have offices in Denver. I have an office in Dallas. I have an office in Chattanooga, of all places, because we work with Volkswagen down there.
Oh,
but
nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, but Pittsburgh really is a place that, it's a market that you get to know one another, and once you're in, you can do amazing things here. But I think technology-wise, it's fantastic. It really is. So we're having a lot of success here.
So we're talking to Chris Cochran from Blue Chip. What's Blue Chip's site? Where can we go and check you guys out?
Well, Blue Chip, that's B-L-U, right.
No E.
Chip, and then solutionswithans.com.
Excellent. So, when people check it out, because I mean, at the end of the day, you're connecting talent to businesses. So you can help businesses that need the talent and people that want to work.
Yeah.
So you got both sides of the equation there. And I want people to check your site out so they can really see the different ways that you can be helpful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know? And not only can we find you the talent, but one of the great things is we have a knock in Pittsburgh and we have a knock in Denver, but we can work with companies who want to, outsource or manage.
It's like knock, who's there? Blue Chip, man, come on.
We're there.
I love it. No.
So great seeing you.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys. It was fun.
Really glad to hear about your growth. Glad to hear about you planting the flag here in Pittsburgh.
Well, it's been great because I remember when you first stopped by Tech Vibe Radio, it was probably around 2009,
yeah,
2010.
I was with MazTech back then, too.
Okay. It was just as you were spinning up your whole Blue Chip stuff, and you're just getting it off the ground with it. And now you come in here and you tell us about the offices that you have.
Yeah.
The services
we're proud
that
of
you.
You
have. We think it's pretty cool.
We're proud of you.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been a big help, to be completely honest with you. I think at the end of the day, when you build a business, you build a business to work with good people.
Right.
And so I've always built the promise of, hey, work with nice people. Keep it simple.
I like
work
that
with
philosophy.
Good, nice people
right.
who like to work with you. And
what's
at the end of the day,
that? That's
exactly.
A good thing. See, Audrey's looking at me like, exactly.
I love working with Jonathan.
See?
I'm so happy to work with him.
I can tell.
That's what
I'm
serious. The way we roll, man. We enjoy, hanging out. And that's how businesses should be.
I feel blessed.
You get more done, man. We get more done.
Absolutely.
I think it's really, really cool. I want people to just learn more about you guys because obviously you're playing a big role here in helping tech companies succeed and getting talent matched up where it needs to go.
Definitely.
Because it's a both sides of the equation there, Chris. So
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, we wish you continued success here in Pittsburgh, man.
Appreciate
Without a doubt. So another Tech Vibe Radio under the belt. Just reminding everybody, CIO of the Year Awards. I bet you Chris is going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
It's April, a big night.
April 19th, man. Like, you cannot be there if you're in tech. Like, if you're just missing out.
We'll be putting in nominations next year.
Exactly right. 750 people show up. It's a good night. Learn more about that at pghtech.org. One of the millions of ways we like helping tech companies succeed. Just as simple as that. For 35 years.
Crazy.
1983.
35 fabulous years. Crazy years.
Yeah, and we're looking to 35 more. Imagine in 35 years. What Pittsburgh's going to be like.
I know. Wow.
Wow.
We'll talk about that on another show.
We'll do that sometime. Anyhow, we're signing off for now. Just learn more about us at pghtech.org. And while you're at it, have yourself an awesome weekend. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.